Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the bank's being in trouble and they could keep everything you've got in, including your retirement. You better call them and get a consultation. They won't pressure you, but you better open up your options. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. 5347. And by the way, I practice what I preach. I've been a customer for 9 years. Our guest is Dr. Ted Brewer. And we're going to talk about a number of topics, including the war, the space mission, and what's really going on with the war, what's being hidden from us. And we're going to go in rapid fire succession. Ted, welcome back to the show. Good to have you back on, my friend.
Good to be back with you, Dave.
You know, I'm surprised it's taken 50 years to attempt to go back to the moon. And I know some of the people are going to be saying it's a fake mission, but nonetheless, what do you see that's going on with Artemis?
Well, they're supposedly orbiting the Earth right now and about to launch out into space. And then it was just a few years ago when they asked NASA when we were going back to the moon, and they said, we no longer have the technology. We lost it. You know, and I'm like, how do you lose technology? The Saturn V rocket's laying out there on its side, right there in front of you at the Kennedy Space Place. And how in the world did you end up losing technology to go to the moon that we did supposedly back in 1969? And it's just kind of crazy to me, Dave, because as far as I'm concerned, the entire stuff they tell us is a lie. We've had 9 top scientists now, a lot of them NASA scientists, a lot of them extraterrestrial scientists, a lot of them nuclear scientists have gone missing in this past year.
That's
remember
true.
A few years ago, they were getting rid of doctors who were doing alternative healthcare treatment, if you remember. And these doctors were just dying and turning up missing everywhere. And nobody knew what was happening until now they're doing it with the space stuff and with nuclear weapons, et cetera. And the truth about this is so much of what they've told us over the past 70, 80, 90 years is all just a lie. And we know it's a lie. They know it's a lie. They know they're lying to us. We know they're lying to us, but they keep lying to us. It's insane. So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Artemis launches and decides it's going to go to the moon now when they just told us a few years ago we no longer have the technology to do it. And suddenly we rediscover the technology. Let me share something with you. I have a friend of mine. His name is Lee Shu. He's old now. He's probably close to 90 now. And he was an electrical engineer. I don't know if I ever told you this, Dave. He was an electrical engineer at NASA back in the 60s. Guy is brilliant. He got a super high IQ. I mean, brilliant, brilliant man. And he told me he was there when they launched Apollo. And he told me, he said, Ted, he goes, I'm letting you know this right now. We did not go to the moon, period. He said they put things into a low trajectory orbit, you know, on the south side, and they kept it orbiting the Earth there. And we basically orbited and we touched down because we did not want to take a chance of the astronauts dying. The whole thing was staged. It never happened. He worked for NASA, top electrical engineer. He told me I could use his name, told me he did not want to go public and do a broadcast with me. And the thing about it is that he has nothing to lie about. He's almost 90 years old. He's about to meet Jesus. He's a good, strong Christian. I love the guy. The problem is that, you know, he told me this just never happened. So now all of a sudden, Artemis pops out. It launches yesterday. Nobody even hears about it. And suddenly they're traveling around the Earth and they're about to do a 10-day moon mission and fly around the moon and come back. And now they make sure it was a woke group with a bunch of different people on there to make sure they could say it was a woke NASA mission. And the sad part about it is that, you know,
I got to say something in reference to what you said earlier about people disappearing. The most notable one of recent I've noticed is General McCaslin. He's retired. He's out jogging in New Mexico, and they can't find him. And this guy has his finger on all of the extraterrestrial files, also AI, alternative energies. This is what he was into as a general, and now he's gone. What do you think is going on with these disappearances?
I cover a lot of this in Angel Wars. If you go to Angel Wars, you go to Health Matter, you go to thebrewershow.com, you'll see a link at the very top. It says Angel Wars, and it's a 3-hour broadcast in which we cover the pre-Adamic race and why God did what God did with the Garden of Eden, why he did what he did with Lucifer. You know, what are the basically terms of and conditions, you know, of, you know, what they're allowed to do and not to do. And we go into detail with this stuff. Back about 20 years ago, 25, 26 years ago, a guy wrote a book called The Day After Roswell. His name was Colonel Corso.
Right, right.
And I never, you know, the book was an international New York Times bestseller for years. I mean, stayed on top list all for years. And it talked about what happened with Roswell and how we recover these alien bodies. And what's interesting is I never really paid much attention to this book until I was reading the book that was written by a former defense prime minister of Canada. The guy's name's Helluride. And Helluride wrote a book called The Money Mafia. And when she talks about this, he doesn't use this term, but it's the Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Luciferian synagogue of Satan that runs the money supply on the planet through Babylonian money magic. And then he all of a sudden, I'm reading through the book, and he's 100% right on everything. Also, he says, well, let's talk about aliens. Whoa. Let's talk about Roswell. There's a whole chapter on it in his book. You can read it. Wow. And then he says, and then he quotes Colonel Corso. And he said he talked to his top generals, because he's head guy in Canada, top generals about this book that Colonel Corso had written. And his top generals told him to contact this other general who kind of, he did in America. And they told him that every word in that book is true on the day after Roswell. So I immediately went and bought the book and read it. And it's an eye opener as far as what they did, the cover up of the alien stuff, Majestic 12, Eisenhower, all of it. And it goes into detail on how this is happening. These entities on the other side of the veil that come here, including the ones that are actually on this side of the veil that may live on other planets or other regions or whatever, it talks about them in the Bible repeatedly. And it talks about encounters with them, encounters with angels, encounters with these other dimensions. And our friend Russ Dizdar, who died a few years ago, he talked about all the different types of species of different types of angels. He always went into detail with that. Now, what's interesting about this is when you look at that, it ties directly in with Genesis chapter 6. When these angels fell, about a third of creation fell when Satan fell. A third of creation. We're talking billions upon billions of entities all over the cosmos fell along with Lucifer. They followed him against a coup d'etat against God Almighty. And of course, God Almighty is omnipresent, so he knew what was going to happen. So he stopped it in his tracks. Lucifer was judged. This is all pre-Adam. A lot of Christians try to put this in the New Testament and the Old Testament when Lucifer gets judged. Lucifer was judged for this, which happened thousands upon thousands of years ago. And we cover that in Angel Wars. Again, you need to listen to that series. And what happened is these entities that were put on this planet after the Garden of Eden, these fallen ones, they had no plan of salvation day. They could not be justified. They could not be reconciled back to God because God had turned his entire focus on creating Adam and Eve in his image, to show the entire cosmos that people would follow him with freedom of will, because they were all, you know, questioning why God had basically judged Lucifer the way he had and a third of creation the way he had. Covered in Angel Wars, and I give you all the scriptures, check it out. And what's interesting about this is these entities wanted to force God into giving them a plan of salvation. Therefore, they bred with human beings to create a hybrid race. And now Goetz, the former congressman, is saying that he was told in one of his briefings that these aliens were here and they were creating hybrid races and hybrid people. This is Representative Goetz who was taken out of office.
I want to clarify, though, before we get too lost on this. You're talking about descendants of fallen angels that intermarried with earth women.
Well, and we don't know what else is out there that the hope that the Bible didn't clarify with us. Matt Goetz says he was briefed on the hybrid race, mixing humans with aliens. I posted it at the healthmasters.com website and also the browershow.com website where it says news articles. And it goes into detail because he doesn't really talk about this, but there's multiple types of different aliens out there. Many of them are the fallen ones. And remember, they were cut off from God's energy source when they fell with Lucifer. In other words, we go outside because we're photonic, light photonic. We have light photons in our body. We're photonic beings, basically beings of light is what we are. And these entities that are on the other side of the veil are not. They were cut off from God's energy field at the fall. They use us for sacrifice as their food source to consume our energy and life photons during sacrificial rituals. That's why we have 1 million children go missing every year. Okay, this is the craziest stuff that you've ever read about. We start getting into detail with it. And I've done entire shows on what did these entities eat, because they cannot be fed from the energy field that God has and is permeating our entire universe with the sunshine of the light and everything else. They're beings of darkness. We're beings of the light. You can put it that way if you want. That's where a lot of these stories of vampires come from, in which they can't be out into the light. And they've got to consume the blood of the innocents. And they'd still do that with sacrificial rituals. In fact, Prince Charles, as you know, Dave, is a descendant of Vlad the Impaler or Count Dracula. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And he brags about it. And so we got to remember who these people are with these bloodline families. And a lot of them may be from the fallen ones and the fallen angels. That's why they're the bloodlines families. And we go into whole detail. Well, we got so many other topics to talk about today. But the reality is that these entities wanted to force God into giving them a plan of salvation. They constantly do the same things over and over and over again. And now Goetz says that he was briefed on a hybrid race mixing with humans and different areas around the country where they were doing this. They're covering up the day after Roswell. They're covering all of this information up, and they've covered it up now for close to 80 years. The sad part about it is they don't want us to know the truth about what's happening because they're afraid that Christians, okay, are going to fall on their face and lose their faith and everything else if they find out that there are other beings in the universe, which is absolutely stupid because the Bible talks about the other beings all of the time. And if Christians would realize that the word of God is the infallible word of God, and when he tells you stuff, he means it. It's not a joke. Then they would understand that this stuff has been revealed by God a long, long
Well, they have
time
a motive
ago.
for wanting to cover this up. I mean, you look at Galileo, right? Hey, we're not the center of the universe, and they wanted to burn him at the stake for heresy. So there's always been a suppression of that material. But I want to go back to the question I asked you.
Well, if you want to do that, you got to go back to the guy with the law of gravity, Sir Isaac Newton, who was a synagogue of Satan. His papers were so vile and so satanic with what he was doing, they had to cover them up and put them in the archives. And when they were released a few years ago, they quickly grabbed them again and covered them up again because it's all Satanism. Okay, and that's Sir Isaac Newton. And so, you know, he's the father of quote-unquote gravity and all the rest. Because remember, the problem what they do, Dave, I remember when I was in chemistry, we had all these crazy formulas we had to do. And I'm taking a chemistry lab, and then we're doing this, and we're trying to do these formulas. We're trying to do all this research in the laboratory. And all of a sudden, the numbers wouldn't crunch. And finally, my lab TA walks over to me. Oh, you're not using the constant. And I looked at him. I said, constant? He goes, oh, yeah, we have a constant. You have to plug it into the formula. It's like a cheat sheet. And I'm like, there's a constant. He goes, yeah. Well, the problem is, without the constants, the entire theories don't work.
Mm-hmm.
This don't work. You have to have constants in there. And so that's what Isaac Newton did. He says, oh, by the way, law of gravity, here's how it works. So Einstein is looking at this going, he's about to drive himself mad on gravity because it doesn't work. It's an electrogravitic field around the planet, electromagnetism. It's not really gravity, according to the research that I've read. And so what ends up happening, Einstein was trying to figure it out based on Sir Isaac Newton's claims, and it simply wasn't true. And so you're right. They try to tell us that we're just a planet that's being dragged around the solar system like a comet by our sun at 1,000,000 miles an hour, but they never talk about there's no precession of the equinox as far as in recorded history that changes. In other words, if we had a precession of the equinox that was being recorded in history over the last 5,000 years being dragged around at 1,000,000 miles an hour, that precession would have changed. It doesn't do that.
Okay. So I got two questions.
They make up all these lies about all of the stuff that's out there, and they don't want you to know what the lies are. That's why when these scientists are at the top levels and they look in a telescope and they go, something's wrong here. These numbers aren't crunching and the constants aren't working. Quickly, he needs to go away. He has too much access to the alien files. He needs to go on a walk and go away, never to be heard from again. And there's nine of these guys now in the past year that have just disappeared.
Okay,
why?
And this is what I want to go back to, Ted. I got to interrupt you here because I want to see if you can give me some direction. When General McCaslin disappeared and I went and looked at his background, I said, this is a major national security risk. I mean, this is huge, huge, and it's barely getting any coverage. Why do you think he went missing? What's to gain from disappearing him?
Well, you got to remember the cover up that started in 1947 with Roswell. You know, these sightings of these alien spacecraft go back into Old Testament. It talks about it in the Old Testament.
Okay.
And they go back in the old history, in the old newspaper ads and all the stuff that they used to talk about in old, how should you say, rumors. And they would tell everybody what happened when this giant cigar-shaped craft came down in England in 1841 or something like that. And I'm just making numbers up. But they talk about it and how the people in the village were changed and things happened and all this other kind of stuff. There are all these encounters. But before we had mass communication, it simply didn't make any difference. This Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan started the Illuminati back in the 1700s. We got to realize that. And then, you know, it all started with, you know, Albert Weishaupt. And then we had that group was basically trying to change the governments in Europe at that point. And all of a sudden he gets out of a doggone carriage out there in Austria and whack, God zaps him with lightning. You remember that story? True story. Watch the video by Fagan. I've got it posted on our website. Myron Fagan that talks about the Illuminati. Okay. Now, a lot of people, you say Illuminati, they roll their eyes. So let's make it easier. The boys and girls who took down Building 7 on 9/11. We know Building 7 came down. We remember that. So the people who took down Building 7, you want to call them the Illuminati, Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferian Synagogue of Satan, whatever you want to do, people remember the building on 9/11, number 7 that came down. Now, what happened is, they basically had a plot to take over the government and install a one-world satanic Luciferian dictatorship. That was the goal starting in the 1700s. With the Napoleonic Wars, with the taking over the banking system of England, this video goes into detail on all of it. Now, Myron Fagan was born in the 1800s. He saw it. He was at the Treaty of Versailles. He was there. He was a playwright in Hollywood. top Hollywood producer and playwright. And finally, he realized this plot that was going on. And he said they use it through financial means to bribe people and through sexual misconduct and sexual blackmail, which is exactly what Epstein was doing.
Yeah,
he told
us
this 50 years ago. And the crazy part about it is nobody wants to talk about what he said back then. And then he lists the members of Congress at that point who were involved in this plot to do this, and presidents who were involved in this plot to do this. Because what they want is a one-world satanic dictatorship.
I agree. They want to bribe people to be compliant. I agree. Okay, so you think
they want to rebuild the third time?
Ted, let me take a stab here, because this is too important not to try to speculate or at least get an answer. With McCaslin and these scientists that end up disappearing, are they being disappeared to keep the true narrative from coming out?
Yep. Okay. Yes. Yes. The problem is when you start questioning the narrative, if you watch that movie, Wag the Dog with Dustin Hoffman, have you ever seen it?
Yes.
Dustin Hoffman was a Hollywood producer, director, who did a whole thing on a war that never was and how to basically fool the American population into believe that we were in war. And then at the end, he said it was the best work he had ever done, and he wanted to go public with what he had done so he'd get basically credit for it. And the guy looked at him and says, "You can't do that."
Okay.
And he goes, "Yes, I can. I can do anything I want to do. I'm a Hollywood producer. I'm a director, blah, blah, blah." Kind of like Stanley Kubrick and what happened to him. So well, all of a sudden, they had him killed. And suddenly, next scene, you see him at the funeral. He died. They disappeared him. The Joan Rivers, another perfect example. You know, Obama's gay. We all know that. Michelle's a tranny. We all know that. A few months later, she's gone. They write him out of the script. Once they give you, you know, Kobe Bryant, same thing. Once they give you enough notoriety and you have enough money and enough fans that they know who you are, if you start talking like Michael Jackson did, they've got to write you out of the script. Kanye, they pretty much wrote him out of the script, but he has so many bodyguards they haven't been able to kill him. Now he's coming back and apologizing for what he said and what he did and trying to rebuild his career and get his money back, though he still has a lot of money. All of this stuff is very well known to the Hollywood elite. Let me give you an example. I could use his name because he told me that I could. Mancow years ago wasn't in Phoenix. It was in San Diego, and he was invited there for something. This is when he was on like 300 or 400 stations, and he was equivalent with Howard Stern's as far as morning radio. And they invited him to a Babylonian party, and he went to it at a big warehouse facility. And when he went into the warehouse, there was a set of spiral stairs coming down, and they were priests, you know, dressed in priestly apparel, and nuns dressed in their habits, and they had holes cut out at the genitalia, and they were having sex on the stairwell coming down. And then one of the top Hollywood stars, I told you her name right now, he's asked me not to tell you that, came walking over to him topless and offered herself to him. And it was all a giant orgy, like it's in Stanley Kubrick's movie, Eyes Wide Shut.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "I got out of there as quick as I could, Ted." The next day, they came over to him on the street in San Diego. A guy walked up to him and said, "You talk about anything you saw last night, we will have you killed, period." I've got another friend of mine. He got sued by the federal government with COVID. I just found this out last week. He's a top physician. And he told the vitamin D is good for the immune system. So they attacked him because he was doing a lot of national talk shows. And they basically bankrupted him. He spent $6-8 million on legal fees fighting the federal government, which is impossible to do because they have unlimited resources. Finally, they had to settle with him, and now they've given him a $500 billion potential lien on his credit report directly from the White House. He told me that. From the White House, put this lien on him and destroyed him. And he had a huge amount of YouTube views, took him down, got rid of him, which we all know how that feels. And what's crazy about this is, he basically was sent a box of literature, he said, that was from the Illuminati. And they told him that if you follow us and do what we tell you to do, we'll restore everything you lost, we'll clear up your credit, we'll do everything, and you will be wealthy beyond your wildest imagination. And it had all the satanic literature in it. And he got rid of it, discarded it. But this happened to my friend.
That's amazing.
And so the reality, I just found this out last week. I just got this recent last week. The crazy part about it is they give you what you want as long as you do what they tell you to do. Donald Trump, we've got you 50,000 mentions on Jeffrey Epstein's tapes. We got some issues here. There's 47,000 pages of redacted information. We need you to attack Iran. Yes, sir. Let's do Iran. We need to do a ground invasion in Iran. Yes, sir. Ground invasion. We need to send a bunch of aircraft carriers over to Iran. Yes, sir.
I did a thumbnail that depicts what you're saying right now.
Well, you know I'm right.
Yeah,
No, and
he's
I mean,
taking
and so.
orders to our detriment. I agree. Well, look who's his chief of staff, okay? Wiles, who ran Netanyahu's campaign in
That's exactly
2023. I mean,
right.
come on,
That's
really?
exactly right. But nobody talks about that. They're all hooked at the hip, you know. And I don't know what kind of pictures or whatever they have on Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein. I'm not even going to speculate because that's all speculation. All I know is that when Benjamin Netanyahu snaps the whip, Donald Trump jumps. And I've seen it over and over and over and over. Because remember, the same thing happened, you know, with the conference in Malta when you had Stalin over there and you had the other world leaders. They were all high-level Masons. You know, Trump's a Mason. He's admitted to that. They're all high-level Masonic Lodge people who are running the war and making these decisions behind the scenes. And the reality is that at the 30th degree, not at the beginning, most Masons have no idea about any of this. They have to pledge their life and they have to reject all other religions besides, you know, the light bearer Lucifer. They have to accept him as their god, and the god that they use as Lucifer is not, you know, some, you know, guy running around with a boogeyman. They consider him to be a snake in a tree. His name is Ein Sof, and he's the tree of the universe, and he's basically the tree and the god of the Kabbalah, which took all the ancient Babylonian texts and Canaanite texts and Egyptian texts of witchcraft and all this other crazy stuff and combined it into a how-to primer. And in fact, when the 30th degree Mason comes out and has to accept Lucifer when he goes into the ritual, it's in a doggone mortuary, which is the Masonic Lodge has made to look like a mortuary. And there's this dead guy laying in the casket. Now, listen to me for a second. And the dead guy, who's obviously not dead, is an actor. He is actually playing the part of the man who wrote the Zohar. I used to remember his name. I forgot what it is now. And he's the one who says, you come past this point now, you can't go back. Period. This is where you're gonna have to make a decision what you want to do. That's why I warn people not to go into Masonic lodges. The other day I was at Bock Tower, which is a big Masonic tower here in Central Florida, from some guy that was named Bock. It's a long story. I'm not gonna get into that. Beautiful place to go, great gardens. And one of the guys was there, and I started talking to him about the Masonic significance of Bock Tower. And he said he works there. So you're absolutely right. And I started talking to him. I said, well, if you accept, he said, well, I'm thinking about becoming a Mason now. And I said, well, it's a 33 level. They're gonna tell you to accept Lucifer. And he was agnostic, he'd been raised a Catholic, and he was okay, he said, with doing that, accepting Lucifer. And I looked at him and I said, we need to have a little come to Jesus meeting, buddy. Let's have a little chit chat. And my girlfriend was there with me, and so she starts wandering around with her little Pomeranian. And I start talking to him, and I told him, I said, here's the deal. I said, they had kids in the freezer with Epstein files. He goes, well, I know that. I said, what do you think they were doing to kids in the freezer? They were eating them. They were sacrificial infants. And I guess they had too many of them, so they threw a couple in the freezer. You think, it's dark crap. And I said, now, is that the group you want to be aligned with? Well, no. I said, let me give you some advice. No matter what you do, don't get involved with these people. They're on the dark side. It's not something you want to be involved with. And see, this is the problem that people do. They get into these groups, these clubs, these things like this. They don't realize what they are at the hierarchy, the very highest end. And then you find out what they really believe. And then it's so dark, you don't know what to do and how to get out of it. But a lot of times you get involved with this stuff and your entire life revolves around this, your businesses, all your business contacts, because a lot of these guys are all involved in the same, you know, Masonic Lodge. And suddenly if you decide to get out of it, you're castigated. Your
I
business
know.
drops off.
I
You're
know you're.
basically bankrupt. They bankrupt you. The same thing they do at the highest levels with these people in the government. When you come out, like if you're a scientist and you want to say, wait a minute, this theory of gravity doesn't make any sense. And by the way, this thing with nuclear weapons is kind of weird too. Why is that happening and how that worked? And then you say, did we really have the nuclear detonators like we supposedly had, or did we get those from Germany, like Jim Marsh said in his book, The Third Reich? And did we really have more? How many mob bombs do we really have? And how much of this stuff is true and how much is not true? And what about all these spaceships flying around that you'll see the lights in the sky? They're going this way at an unbelievable high rate of speed. And they stop, they turn around, come up, or they go straight up or straight down. And you see them. You say, well, this is really defying all the laws of gravity. And you and I have talked about this at length on your show before. All this stuff is from the pre-Adamic race, in my opinion, with the fall of Lucifer. And this stuff is still out there running around, and the technology is still available, and they've retro-engineered a lot of it, and that's what these entities do. Why have they dumbed this down now, you know, with 72 vaccines into the children, loading them up with thimerosal and with aluminum and with adjuvants and overloading their immune systems, causing brain damage, causing them to not absorb vitamin B properly and B12 properly, and their brains aren't functioning properly. Just another child, you may have seen it in Phoenix this week. It's 29-year-old. You know, the parents had to put him on brain medication. Now, whether he was autistic or not, I don't know. They didn't disclose that information, probably from HIPAA laws. but he got mad at his parents because of the brain medication and took a knife to both of them and killed, butchered them both. Blood everywhere.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, butchered them. But, you know, and the sad part about it is what are we going to do with all these autistic kids that are already violent? Many of them are violent. They'll hit you. The other day, I was driving over with a friend of mine over to Tampa to the airport, and he had a ward that he's taking care of, and the kid was in the front seat with us, and he starts mumbling in some foreign language, some satanic stuff. And I said to him, I said, the guy's like 23, 24 years old. I said, his name's Johnny. I said, Johnny, stop it. Don't do this. I don't want to hear stuff in my car. And Dave, he just straight threw a punch at me in the car while I'm driving at 55 miles an hour. And I saw what he was doing. I threw my arm up and I blocked it. And I immediately took him back to my house. And I said, you know, I'm not riding with you. It's not safe. How many other kids are like this? Was that kid like this in Arizona? And how many millions of children are going to be like this?
They're not reporting it that way here in our local media. They're reporting it as just an out-of-control person that killed his parents.
Yeah, well, why don't you read the article in the Daily Mail? It talks about how they were going to put him on medication, and they had Baker acted him and all the rest of the stuff, and suddenly he got so angry because of the medication, he decided to kill them. Now, the other thing, too, is this. When my friend asked him who told him why he did this, why he hit me, which he's hit many people before, he said, the devil told me to do it. So how do we know that the whole thing with the autism is not being used for demonic possession from entities from the other side of the veil that have to inhabit a plasma body while they're on this side of the veil? We don't know any of that. I cover that in detail. In fact, if you go back to December 25th, last year, a couple months ago, for Christmas Day, I played a show at browershow.com that talked about what do these entities eat? What do they do? And I go into detail on this stuff and how they have to be used, how they have to get their energy and their sustenance from human sacrifice, which goes right back to the ancient stories about the vampires. But the reason these people are disappearing, Dave, is a lot of people start running their mouth and saying, hey, something's wrong here. This theory they're giving us doesn't hold true. You know, I'm looking through my telescope and I'm seeing stuff up there that I'm not supposed to see and I'm not supposed to talk about it, but I think I'm going to go public on it. And they say it to the wrong person. Let me give you an example. Years ago, I was at a TV show in California, a national show, Christian show. And I was there with Dr. Lorraine Day. And Dr. Lorraine Day started asking me questions about who really ran the world. Now, her husband is a former congressman.
Right.
Lorraine
Day
is a nice lady, really nice lady. And she started asking me questions, and I started answering her. And she goes, how do you know this stuff? And she goes, you're 100% right, Ted. You're 100% right. And I said, well, thank you. And she goes, you know, this is crazy. My husband saw a lot of this when he was in Congress. I said, I know. And so we start talking about all of this stuff, and we start talking about Zionism. We started talking about, you know, political intrigue. We start talking about doing things and being blackmailed and all the rest, right? Neither one of us were ever asked to be on that show again. It was a national show. And then we find out that the head guy from that broadcast is a homosexual, that he and his wife own 25 mansions and a fleet of private jets. And what they do is if you do what they tell you to do, you always get rewarded for what you do. You know, the other day, you know, Oracle, whatever his name is, the guy from Oracle, Ellison, he just laid off 30,000 workers globally. Because he only made $8 billion last quarter for profits, and he wants to make more profits with AI coming in. And these positions are now redundant because of AI that he helped develop. You know, how much money is enough? Is $8 billion a quarter not really enough money for you? I mean, how much free air do you need to breathe? I mean, how much stuff do you want to buy? How many yachts do you have to have? How much money is going to really make you happy? And that's why Jesus said, I cover this in Angel Wars, it's the love of money that is the root, the cause of all evil. It's the average.
The Bible says that, and the Bible also says, what is the profit of man if he gains the entire world but loses his soul? And that's what's happening to a lot of these people.
You said something to me yesterday, and I talked to Austin about it today. You said, the Old Testament says that we're supposed to support Israel, or not, well, Abraham. Well, that's Old Covenant. That's Old Testament.
That's Old Covenant. Bingo.
We're not under the Old Covenant anymore. We're under the New Covenant with Jesus. The Old Covenant's faded away. Old Testament Israel doesn't exist anymore. And so when we're spending $36 billion a month supporting Israel, according to some of these guys who are saying that now, and sending them all these advanced weapons systems, and the head of the IDF said the other day, we're putting no ground troops into Iran. It's just going to be the American troops that are going to die. Okay, well, that's great. Well, how in the world does he have the audacity to say crap like that? The problem that we have here, Dave, is this. The people who make these laws and do these things don't have their own children dying over there. You know, it's them. It's somebody else's kids.
Oh, I've said this too. Barron Trump needs to be the first guy off the boat.
Yep. Yeah. Let him put him on the first landing craft.
I hear you. Ted, because we're coming towards the end, but I want to see what you have to say about what you think the real mission of Artemis is.
Oh, it's just more. We have to have a 21-ring circus, Dave.
Okay,
I mean,
I get it.
we have to obfuscate what's going on with the Epstein. The only reason we're in Iran right now at this exact time is because of the Epstein files. They weren't going away. Now Trump's talking about firing Pam Bondi.
Yeah,
because
that's
she,
true.
I mean, she didn't cover it up enough. I don't know. But the crazy part about this is, if we knew the extent of the darkness of the Epstein files and the perversion and the sickness and the human sacrifice and the killing of the children and the innocents, if we knew the extent of this, we would actually have an uproar in our country. You know, we may actually walk on D.C., march on D.C. with pitchforks and torches. But the problem is they don't want us to know that, because the Kabbalist, Luciferian synagogue of Satan has spent hundreds of years now developing this plan and this plot. They were back after the League of Nations happened, after World War One. The problem is they couldn't get the doggone thing ratified from Wilson, who was a blithering idiot by that time. Anyhow, he had syphilis. He was a moron. I'll show on you on Woodrow Wilson. The problem was they had not controlled the media yet. Now they control the media. So we've got to keep all this obfuscation going. What else? They either have to do another moon mission, or they got to dust off another Nazi. They got to go dig up another Nazi, stand him on the wall, dust him off, put some makeup on him, and say, "It's the Nazis, it's the Nazis." Remember when that guy basically just over there, I think it was in your state, he stole like $38 million with nursing home of theft, and basically was pardoned by Trump. Then they commuted his sentence at the state level, and then they basically, the judge said that, he said that the attorney for him came out and told the other prosecuting attorney, "Oh, the reason you're doing this, his name is Swartz, and you're an anti-Semite." And you're like, what the heck? So every time I say something against a nutbag who basically may be Jewish by faith or by birth, I'm an anti-Semite?
Of course.
No.
That's their catch-all. That's the catch-all.
Well, no, that's what they have to do. But we can do a whole show just on that. But the problem
is. Oh, no, you're right. I've covered this. You know, Ted. Yeah, I've got Jewish people, my family background, going back to German and my German roots. Okay, I used to have Holocaust survivors come to my classroom when I was a young history teacher in my 20s. And yet I get called an anti-Semite because I'm opposed to the war. I mean, it's absurd. I let it roll off me. Ted, we've come to the end here, but this is something we haven't mentioned yet. Ted owns Health Masters. Health Masters has helped me with a lot of issues in the past. Ted, how do people find out about your great products?
Well, you guys saw me drinking this at the beginning. This is an archive beverage drink, which is called a Purple Stick. It does great. It's green tea extract. I've had one today. It's one of the reasons I have so much energy right now. And it doesn't give you a cortisol bump, which makes you stress out, and it keeps your energy flat throughout the day. We've got some of the highest quality supplements, if not the highest quality supplements in the world, at healthmasters.com or teamhealthmasters.com. And you can also watch the Brower Show, Brower Show.com. You know, you can watch it everywhere. It's on every platform now. We have millions of listeners. And you can learn about all the stuff that we talked about today in depth on that show. Always remember, it's all about Jesus in my show, on my show. Because he is the author, he's the finisher, he's the perfecter of our faith. Yes. It's through him we can do all things. He's the one who created the heavens and the earth. Always remember that. It's always about Jesus every single time. Very, very important. And day 5 is our coupon code. Day 5, put it in. You get a 5% discount on everything on the website except for kits and other things that are on sale. And so, and then what that helps us to do is support and promote David's show too, and helps to pay for the alternative advertising. If you're listening to podcasts that aren't talking about what we're talking about today, you might want to ask yourself a question. Who's paying their bills? And do they really serve the Most High God, who would be Jesus?
Ted, we've been infiltrated in the alternative media by Netanyahu interests, where he's paying $7,000 to $11,000 per story that he'll publish in favor of Israel. Hey, look, I want Israel as an ally, but we're giving them the money. It needs to be on our terms, not their terms.
Well, the whole reality is, you know, I should be, what happened, Trump ran on America First and no wars. And now it's Israel First and war. And, you know, and now we got the Strait of Hormuz. I'm paying almost $6 a gallon for diesel fuel. Well, it used to cost me $80 to fill up now, and my diesel truck, it was $160. I put diesel in my RV the other day. It was $500, Dave, to fill it up. I used to pay less than $100 to fill it up. I cannot believe what has happened now as far as inflation in our country. Because remember, they're extracting the last bit of wealth from the baby boomers and the people of this country, because they never have enough free air. They never get to get enough free stuff, and they never have enough money. It's the root of all evil, the love of money. Not money. Money's okay. You have to have it as a form of exchange. But it's the love of it and the avarice that has basically destroyed this planet, and it's what took Lucifer down at the very, very beginning, and I covered in Angel Wars.
Outstanding analysis there at the end. That's a good note to close on. Ted, thanks for joining us. We got to do this again sooner rather than later.
Let's do it, Dave. Anytime you're ready.
Take care.
Thanks, my friend.
You know, I don't particularly like doing some of what I'm doing, because my mission in life is to uplift people. But sometimes to uplift people, you have to remove the influence that negative and evil people have. And some people are negative, some people are evil, some people have an agenda that's anti-American. Which does Erica Kirk fall into? I'm not sure. People have suggested she's the MK type. I don't know. I see some visible signs, but that doesn't mean that's so. But what I can tell you for certain is there's emotional distancing between what she has expressed repeatedly to grief. We say, oh, we all grieve differently. Yes, but we generally fall into evolving and somewhat random patterns, but five stages come into grief, and they're always there in some order, in some intensity, more than others. But there's always five. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross actually promoted this idea back in the 1970s. What we're looking at here with Erica is no grief. It's almost like Charlie Who? And not to mention that we've seen a 180-degree reversal of Charlie's policies. Prove me wrong. Talk to me. I'll disagree with you vehemently, but give me a better argument. But you have the right to say it. Oh, let's deplatform Tucker, say some of the people at AmFest. And we at TPUSA want you to quit asking questions, and we'll send out cease and desist letters when you should actually be increasing and persisting in getting to the bottom line of who killed Charlie and why. You're unconcerned. And the emotional affect we're seeing from your leaders, particularly Erica Kirk, is very disturbing. And I'm going to go through and I'm going to show you a clip. And I had just a holy you-know-what moment when I first watched this. And I'm not going to air this because it'll look like I'm piling on. Well, I don't know that it's piling on, is that we're opening up and we're revealing an inner core of what an organization and the leader of that organization truly are. And it's devoid of normal grieving. By this point in time, after 4 months, by this point in time, as we approach the 5th month, there should have been clear patterns of grief. Other than dabbing the eyes and going from to radiant exuberance. That's just not normal. And what do I base that on? Well, I almost 40 years of teaching various courses in psychology, the work I've done as a therapist, and living life. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And as you embark on your journey to get in better shape and lose weight, and you're running into those age-old problems of inflammation, creaky joints, bone on bone, you hurt like crazy. I did the same thing. When I was coming back from RSV strip lung linings, I started to really get ambitious, but my body kept holding me back. That's when Scotty Sachs introduced me to this. And Scotty said, Dave, rub that gel on your body in the affected area, and over time, you're going to see big improvement. I did it for 2 weeks. Not much. A month. Maybe a little. At 6 weeks, there's a difference. At 8 weeks, wow, this is amazing. And today, it's like I have a whole new regenerated body. Now, I can't tell you what your time frame is going to be, but this works by helping your body grow pluripotent stem cells, which serves as a cushion to impact stress, which is what you're doing when you work out in your journey towards losing weight. How do you get this? Well, you go to iwantmyhealthback.com and look for the NanoSoma gel. Now, there is a 3-pack there, and they're actually got a special on 15% off. You get the spray for your immune system, you get the gel for your joints, and you get the skin cream for your facial radiance, but also too, it's great for repairing cuts and burns. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com slash Dave Hodges. I want my health back.com slash Dave Hodges. I want you to note the date on here. And I have a really good source who has to remain totally anonymous. He sent me this sometime back. And I just, screw it, I'm going to show it. And I had decided against showing it for a while because I thought, okay, well, as I said earlier, we're piling on. No, we're exposing. When an institution doesn't grieve the loss of its leader, whose personality transcended the entire organization and led to a huge movement that affected greatly a presidential election, and these people, for the most part, on the surface and in their leadership, so show no visible signs of grief. I got to tell you, when I've lost family members, I didn't function well. And it was visible to everyone around me. And this is the standard reaction. And even the stiff upper lip people still show signs of grief that I am not seeing in the leadership at TPUSA. Remember, I started out on their side. I started out saying, let's help Erica Kirk build a great TPUSA. Let's keep it going for Charlie's sake. Well, they've kept TPUSA going. It's just an 180-degree difference where they want to suppress speech they don't like. They're not serving America first. They're serving foreign interests first. And they're being controlled by operatives they're bringing in as they fire familiar personnel who've done great work for Charlie. And whoop, they're just axing them. What is it, 40, 50? What are we up to now? And they're bringing in people that have no social media presence. You know who they work for. This is how Intel works. They've moved their operatives in. It's what Obama did in mainstream media, where he put his, quote, people with the three-letter agencies in newsrooms to control the flow of news. This is no different. Here we go. Let's watch. 6 days after a brutal assassination. Okay, we're going to get a clip here to play, or maybe not. We'll try that again. Okay, continuing with this. Sorry for the faux pas. Here we go. Or not.
I want you to know about that. I want you to be able to tell your kids about that. I want you to put those in your heart as well.
You can see this is the tape that people aren't buying the grief routine. And I want to fast forward a little bit here.
We're going to work hard because that's what he would want. And we're going to just make it grow. And we're going to keep our eyes fixed on heaven. And, you know, like even Stacy said, he's going to find ways to speak to us. And he's going to speak to you in different ways. Every person is going to be different, but you'll get.
I don't see anything wrong here, do you? Let's continue.
I will fight like hell to make sure that all of you have a job here.
Yeah, this is something I wanted to show you. So they're doing a purge of perfectly loyal people, and I've got a partial list. And some of these people worked 80-hour weeks leading up to AmFest. And when they were done, boom, you're out and the strangers are brought in. Yeah, real loyalty. People that were loyal to Charlie. Is that why they were fired? No, we'll continue.
I don't want anyone to think the job's in jeopardy.
Yeah. What a crock.
Because your family... If you want,
we bring you in and we have some lawyer that we've named and we've got some guy named Frank. Some people say it's Turk. I don't know. Why am I being fired? I've been completely loyal and I've worked hard and had good reviews. It's time for you to go. We're going in a different direction. No answer, no nothing, no warning, no opportunity to correct whatever deficiency. Just nothing but a good old-fashioned purge. And you see the bullshit here and how she acts.
So if you choose to leave, that's different. I never will. And I promise you, I will make sure that I never allow a point to where you have to leave because we cannot financially afford you. And that is a promise. I want our family to stay together, the best it can. Obviously circumstances, you know, things, I mean, there's some foreseen things that might pop up here and there that we can't foresee in the future. But for right now, the way things are, I would like to remain if they are status quo. And I think that's the best thing to do. And everything else we can worry about later. But I just want to let you know that you guys are all very loved. I'm very proud of you. And Charlie will be, I mean, I think Charlie's just
rolling over in his grave.
I'm trying not to say that he would be, he's obviously celebrating in heaven, amongst many things, but he's so proud of all of you. And he's so proud of all of you for keeping this mission alive. And he knows that you can do it. That's why you're hired. And he knows that you will be able to carry the torch. And he knows that you're going to do a great job. And you're going to be able to, even though things are going to be tough, honestly, the nights are the hardest. Mornings are pretty raw, too. But once you're...
See, this comes the closest to grief I've seen. And this is why I wanted you to see this. But you can see the promises that were lies in the mask of the grief or the alleged grief. They kept these people on until AmFest because they couldn't bring in strangers from whatever agency that could have done the work of AmFest. So they had to use people loyal to Charlie and then cut them loose as soon as AmFest was over.
Just what I've noticed these past several days is if I didn't have the family, the Turning Point USA family with me, all of you, I would be a disaster. I mean, I would be in fetal position 24/7. But the fact...
With families like this, we'd have a lot more romaine, I mean, orphanages.
That we have a continued mission to look forward to, and we have our family. It's everything.
Family.
And some of you, this is family. Your chosen family.
Family.
And just rely and lean on each other. That's huge. Leaning on each other is huge because all of you were together prior.
Yeah, we're family until January. Then you're all screwed. No severance. No nothing. Goodbye. We're not going to tell you a thing. How about the person, and this was leaked by other people, was fired because of something on her laptop. And then they fired all the people around her cubicle with no visible connection other than proximity of distance.
There's this, and we'll be together after this. And it's, and we, everything, and I told Justin, it's going to be something where everything before September 10th, any email you were working on, any project you were working on, is, it's not that it's irrelevant now. It's just things have changed, obviously. And the mission has gotten deeper, and the mission will grow deeper. But like, I just want all of you to know, we will be wise stewards. We will be, vigilant. We will be humble. And I just want you to know that again, I'm with you. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. And we're going to make sure that we honor my husband so well at this whole world knows what his vision was and will be. And it's just, I feel so blessed and honored.
That's Exhibit 1. I'm really debating whether to show Exhibit 2 because in the same conversation, we almost have a bipolar flip where she goes from this looking like she's grieving, but issuing what she had to have known at some point was going to be an absolute set of false promises, your family. I don't want you to feel like any of you are going to lose your jobs. You're going to be just fine. And then here comes the employment axe with no compassion, no feeling. Oh, with families like that, who needs enemies? Now, I showed you what someone had posted on X. I traced the source. It's a diehard TPUSA person. And they eliminated some of the stuff they tried to... Okay, let me back up. The reason I showed that video was twofold. One was because even in the midst of this so-called grief, and she's promising absolute employee loyalty. I wanted to show you how she was lying through her proverbial teeth. Right? She cut these people loose without a conscience. Now, the video that I showed you was released by a supporter of that organization. This was the redacted part, the first part. And what I want to show you here is, do you see grief? And we're basically, we're looking at a doctored release to present a grieving image. But even in that grieving image, lies were exposed. But here we see how this started. This is an actress. She just flips from, oh, I'm so giddy, to the depths of depression, and you're all taken care of, and your family, and I love you, and but I'll fire you as soon as AmFest is over. Here we go. This is so disgusting.
There you go.
Look at all the thumbs up. Look how cute that is.
Now, if you can't really understand her, that's okay. What you're seeing here is someone who's got really open, happy, joyful body language. Facial expression is one filled with joy. You can see it. Just watch her more than even listen to her.
That is. Sorry, this is a little bit more informal than probably Charlie would be reacting. How sweet. I didn't know they could do that.
Does this look like a grieving widow to you 6 days after the fact?
I just wanted to say, first and foremost, my heart obviously is.
Yeah. And then we flip into the grieving mentality. You want to buy this act? That's up to you. I've taught body language, and how slow was I? I had some of you write to me, Dave, when are you going to start calling out Erica Kirk for what she is? And a lot of you challenged me, and I knew you were right, but I was slow to act because I know people express grief differently and in different time frames. But when you get 4 months out and you're seeing this kind of discrepant behavior, I can't help but call it out. I think what is more damning, rather than the joyful appearance here, what really, really concerns me is this: the disloyalty to her family. Do you remember, how dare you criticize TPUSA? These are my family members. You remember that statement? Yeah, a couple months ago by her on mainstream media. Yeah, I think that's the most damning thing. This woman, let's put it this way. Loyalty, in my humble opinion, is not in her dictionary. And the reason people have turned on her is because they have seen this. They've seen a phony act. They've seen fake grief. They've seen absolute giddiness and joy when talking about the money we're bringing in since Charlie. And then, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be the grieving widow, which happened in the second half of that release that was doctored and put out and sent to me. It says, Dave, look at this deception. Oh, okay, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, this should put to bed any doubt that we have grieving people at TPUSA in leadership positions, maybe except for a couple, but I ain't seeing it and I'm not buying it. And I don't think you should either. And then you have to get down and decide, okay, what's your reaction going to be to this organization? And realize, and I'm going to tell you, this is my humble opinion. Would you guys agree that Antifa was a bad movement to try to pull in college students in 2020 in Portland? Would you agree with that? I look at this group in the same way. It's my personal opinion, but I think it's dangerous to have youthful people associated with them now, because I see a 180-degree flip. It ain't America first. We see all kinds of questions with finance. We see donor money going to people under 9-count felony indictments. It would be Tyler Boyer and state senator. I mean, do you think the donors know this? Are the donors being advised this is how your money's being used? And then we see the grieving widow and the lack of loyalty in this family, this Christian family, towards their employees. I submit. This case belongs in the Twilight Zone. Tune in tomorrow for another great show here on the Common Sense Show. You're going to love it.